听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，做题时，先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club, can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we are a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, every day except Thursday we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday Spanish, Tuesday Italian, Wednesday German, and Friday French. On Thursday we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay, well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其标在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I'm looking forward to seeing Kate and Amy tonight. I haven't seen them in ages.
Amy rang to say she can't make it to the party. What about Caroline?
I see Caroline every day. She gave me a positive answer last week.
Wow, straight hair makes you look like a totally different person.
Yeah, I thought I'd try something new. I think it makes the color look brighter, don't you?
Yeah, it looks much longer than usual, too.
Did you find a good birthday gift for Zoe in the end?
Yeah, I was close to giving up and just buying her a box of candies. But then I discovered these amazing new toy bricks. You can build your own bunch of flowers. Isn't that cool? Shall we go to the movies this weekend?
Yes, definitely. Saturday would be better for me. There is a nature film on TV this Sunday night. I have to see it at home.
Okay, that's fine with me. Do you have any hobbies?
Yes, but nothing special. I just like reading and going to the movies. How about you?
I have just one. Photography. It's good fun.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中。 选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第6和第7两个小题。现在。 你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。It
is cold on the mountain. Have you packed any warm clothes?
Of course, and I'll also take 2 umbrellas just in case of rain.
Good. Do you think our tent will work well? What about our phones and cameras? Did you charge them last night?
Well, I did all the preparations. You never thought to help me. That's unfair.
Honey, I'm sorry. I just think you're efficient. It is cold on the mountain. Have you packed any warm clothes?
Of course, and I'll also take 2 umbrellas just in case of rain.
Good. Do you think our tent will work well? What about our phones and cameras? Did you charge them last night?
Well, I did all the preparations. You never thought to help me. That's unfair.
Honey, I'm sorry. I just think you're efficient. Here is the video I made for the university film competition.
I'm not sure if it's what they're looking for, Joe.
Really? What makes you say that?
The brief says it should be about modern society and the future. This looks old-fashioned.
That's just because I used a black and white filter on it.
The message of the competition is about how colorful the world is.
Okay. Maybe I can re-edit it with colors in some scenes to show both the dark and bright side of the story.
That would be a good idea. I can help if you would like to save time.
Yes, thanks. I don't want to be late to enter it, and your views could make a difference. Here is the video I made for the university film competition.
I'm not sure if it's what they're looking for, Joe.
Really? What makes you say that?
The brief says it should be about modern society and the future. This looks old-fashioned.
That's just because I used a black-and-white filter on it.
The message of the competition is about how colorful the world is.
Okay, maybe I can re-edit it with colors in some scenes to show both the dark and bright side of the story.
That would be a good idea. I can help if you would like to save time.
Yes, thanks. I don't want to be late to enter it, and your views could make a difference. Miss Millington, thank you for coming in today. Could you start by telling us about your educational background?
Certainly. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science from Bristol University. During my studies, I focused on software development and data structures, which I believe have equipped me well for this role.
And what do you think are your key strengths for this position?
I would say my problem-solving skills, adaptability, and strong communication skills are my strong suits.
What appeals to you about this job and our company in particular?
I've always been drawn to the innovation in technology. Your company's reputation for advanced solutions and group work environment attracts me. I also appreciate the emphasis on work-life balance.
Which aspects of the job do you think you might find challenging?
Well, I believe that keeping up with the ever-developing tech landscape can be a challenge. Staying current with the latest technologies and trends is essential. Additionally, while I enjoy teamwork, I might find it challenging at times to balance individual tasks with group projects.
Miss Millington, thank you for coming in today. Could you start by telling us about your educational background?
Certainly. I have a bachelor's degree in computer science from Bristol University. During my studies, I focused on software development and data structures, which I believe have equipped me well for this role.
And what do you think are your key strengths for this position?
I would say my problem-solving skills, adaptability, and strong communication skills are my strong suits.
What appeals to you about this job and our company in particular?
I've always been drawn to the innovation in technology. Your company's reputation for advanced solutions and group work environment attracts me. I also appreciate the emphasis on work-life balance.
Which aspects of the job do you think you might find challenging?
Well, I believe that keeping up with the ever-developing tech landscape can be a challenge. Staying current with the latest technologies and trends is essential. Additionally, while I enjoy teamwork, I might find it challenging at times to balance individual tasks with group projects.
Just try to stay calm, madam, and tell me what happened.
Well, I put my coat and laptop bag down on the table.
This table here?
Yes, that's right. I didn't sit down right away as I was checking my train time on the board up there.
I see. How long were you looking at the board?
Just a few seconds. But when I looked back at the table, my bag was gone.
When exactly did this happen?
Only about 30 minutes ago.
So it was at around 5:15 p.m. Was there anything particularly sensitive on the laptop? No business secrets or anything?
Haha, nothing as exciting as that. I work in sales at an engineering company, so it's just a bunch of emails and reports.
Was there anything else in the bag?
No. I kept my phone in my pocket and I still had my wallet in my hand because I'd just bought myself a coffee. But, oh dear, my car keys were in there. That's so annoying. I'll have to pay for a new set.
Okay, we'll check the video cameras and see what we can find.
Thanks.
Just try to stay calm, madam, and tell me what happened.
Well, I put my coat and laptop bag down on the table.
This table here?
Yes, that's right. I didn't sit down right away as I was checking my train time on the board up there.
I see. How long were you looking at the board?
Just a few seconds. But when I looked back at the table, my bag was gone.
When exactly did this happen?
Only about 30 minutes ago.
So it was at around 5:15 p.m. Was there anything particularly sensitive on the laptop? No business secrets or anything?
Haha, nothing as exciting as that. I work in sales at an engineering company, so it's just a bunch of emails and reports.
Was there anything else in the bag?
No. I kept my phone in my pocket and I still had my wallet in my hand because I'd just bought myself a coffee. But, oh dear, my car keys were in there. That's so annoying. I'll have to pay for a new set.
Okay. We'll check the video cameras and see what we can find.
Thanks.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good morning, children. Come a little closer and I will tell you a magical story. A story about an amazing tree with unbelievable power. Would you like to know its power? The tree can walk. But that isn't the most amazing part of my story. What is even more amazing is that the story is true. The tree in question is known as the walking palm. It can be found in the rainforests of Central and South America. Here is a picture of it on the big screen. It is tall and thin with roots standing on the ground like legs. The tree walks from shade to sunlight by growing roots in the direction it wants to travel. The old roots lift it into the air and die. But the tree isn't about to win any 100-meter races. It is very slow compared to the animals that live around it, like snakes, monkeys, etc. Some scientists claim the tree can walk up to 3 centimeters during the day and around 20 meters in a year. It is slow, yes, but it's still remarkable for a plant. Your task is to find out even more about this incredible tree. And remember, next time you are alone in the forest, make sure the trees don't chase you. Good morning, children. Come a little closer and I will tell you a magical story. A story about an amazing tree with unbelievable power. Would you like to know its power? The tree can walk. But that isn't the most amazing part of my story. What is even more amazing is that the story is true. The tree in question is known as the walking palm. It can be found in the rainforests of Central and South America. Here is a picture of it on the big screen. It is tall and thin, with roots standing on the ground like legs. The tree walks from shade to sunlight by growing roots in the direction it wants to travel. The old roots lift it into the air and die. But the tree isn't about to win any 100-meter races. It is very slow compared to the animals that live around it, like snakes, monkeys, etc. Some scientists claim the tree can walk up to 3 centimeters during the day and around 20 meters in a year. It is slow, yes, but it's still remarkable for a plant. Your task is to find out even more about this incredible tree. And remember, next time you are alone in the forest, make sure the trees don't chase you.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。